poster, Biomarker Relatability in the International Severe Asthma Registry. Inflammatory biomarkers are used to phenotype patients with severe asthma and guide targeted therapies. Little is known about the overlap and relatability of positive biomarkers in severe asthma. This study aims to describe the point prevalence, overlap, and relatability of three commonly used asthma biomarkers: total serum immunoglobulin E, or IgE, blood eosinophils, and fractional exhaled nitric oxide, or FeNO. This is a collaboration with the International Severe Asthma Registry. Which includes adults with severe asthma from approximately 10 countries worldwide. It was a cross-sectional design with predetermined cutoff points for positivity. Which were much debated during the protocol writing stage, but ultimately the cut points used were for IgE greater than or equal to 75 kilounits per litre, for blood eosinophils greater than or equal to 300 cells per microlitre, and for FeNO greater than or equal to 25 parts per billion. Wherever possible, biomarkers were measured prior to biologic therapy initiation. The International Severe Asthma Registry includes patients greater than 18 years old who are receiving treatment at Global Initiative for Asthma Step 5 or Global Initiative for Asthma Step 4 and have uncontrolled asthma. A total of 1,175 patients with severe asthma from 10 countries were included in the analysis, which is approximately 17% of the total ISAR cohort, 64% of these patients were female, with a mean age of 53 years and a mean BMI of 30. Their mean FEV1 was 2.2 litres, or 74% predicted. Overall, based on the predetermined biomarker cutoffs, 59% of these patients were positive with regards to IgE, 57% were positive with regards to eosinophil count, and 58% were positive with regards to FeNO. And there was significant overlap in this positivity, with 27% being positive for all three biomarkers and only 12% being negative for all three biomarkers. In patients with positive eosinophils, 72% of these patients had positive FeNO and 62% had IgE positivity. In patients with FeNO positivity, 71% were also eosinophil positive and 64% were also IgE positive. And in patients with IgE positivity, 59% also had eosinophil positivity and 63% had FeNO positivity. In this large international severe asthma cohort, most patients were positive for at least one potentially targetable biomarker at baseline. The overlap was greater between those with eosinophils and FeNO positivity than with IgE. There was considerable overlap in biomarker positivity, suggesting that for many patients, more than one targeted therapy may be suitable. Thank you.